Arthur Brown, Mysteries. Adventures in excitement and suspense, based on the best-selling novels by the slick storytelling sensation, Carter Brown.
This was really one for the books, the story books. Nicky Knight, the private eye, bodyguarding the harem of an eastern prince in an isolated house made even more isolated by a high stone wall. But instead of Knight coming to the harem had come to Knight. In the person of this black-haired babe with a veil over her face and the silk jacket and silk trousers trying hard to hide her how-do-you-do figure, and not succeeding.
I said shut the door. That fool Abdul might wake up any minute.
Abdul? Oh, yeah, sure. He's on guard upstairs, isn't he?
I thought he was going to wake up just as I went past him. Boy, was I scared.
I don't get it. You came from the harem, but you're American.
All the way from Texas.
Well, then what are you doing in a harem?
Oh, it was just one of those things. I was dancing in the East, and my agent took a powder with all the dough. Some of it was the management, so they tossed me out on my ear. That's not exactly pleasant, being broke in those countries. But Al's a man had seen me dance and made me an offer, so here I am.
And you don't mind it?
Oh, he sticks $300 into an account for me every month. Living doesn't cost me anything. Only it's so go-darn boring.
Boring?
Sure. You don't see anyone all day except Fatima, and at night when the great man makes his inspection, you know what he does?
You tell me.
He just sits there, eating those consarn chocolates.
What?
That's right. Then he goes to bed, and we go to bed. I tell you, I have never been so bored. Why I took a chance tonight.
The sneaking out?
Yep. Fatima told us about you. You sounded interesting, so I thought I'd take a look.
Look your fill, lady.
Not bad. Not bad at all. What's your name?
Knight. Nick Knight.
Nicky. Oh, I like that. You can call me Tex. Say, that wouldn't be a real old-fashioned American bottle, would it?
It would indeed.
Oh, pour me one.
Sure.
I haven't had a swallow of one of those since George Washington was a pup.
There you are. Watch out it doesn't choke you.
I'm from Texas, remember? Well, he's looking at you, Nicky.
Cheers. There are four of you girls up there, aren't there?
Yep. We fight like cat and dog, too. Takes the teamer all the time to sort us out.
Who are the other three?
Why? What's wrong with me?
Well, from what I can see, and that's plenty, and not a thing, Tex.
Then what do you want to go asking about the others for?
Oh, just curiosity.
Oh. Well, there's Natasha. She's a white Russian or something. Then there's Li Chi. She's Chinese. They're okay. But the other one, the French dame, she's a queer one. Always unhappy, always crying.
Did you say she was French?
Uh-huh. Her name's Marie.
Marie what?
Well, how the tarnation do I know? You know, for a guy who's just curious, you sound awfully interested.
Oh, no. I'm not, Tex.
You better not be. I haven't got much time. That Abdul might wake up any minute. So just you forget about the others, huh? And concentrate on me.
Honey, you've come to the right boy. I can concentrate better than a short sighted accountant looking for a missing dollar.
So,
Hassan!
So you would betray my master.
Now, take it easy, Hassan.
You know the penalty. Death.
Listen, pal, don't let that hashish you've been feeding yourself give you any nutty idea.
I have told you, Knight, of my skill with the knife. You may witness it now.
Down on the floor, Tex! I'm up there with a good old American bottle myself! And then there's a good old American rabbit punch, too! Whew. How's that for a guy who's a little out of practice?
Nicky, you're going to have to do better. I think someone's coming, and my guess is Abdul.
I can take care of him, too. Little Hassan won't want his gun any longer. That's it. You stay put, Tex. I'll get behind the door.
What is this? Hassan? Dead? Hey, you! Woman! Where is the American?
Right here!
Oh, Nicky, you're colossal.
Oh, so is he. If he'd hit that floor any harder, he'd gone right through it.
Well, what do we do now?
To coin a phrase, let's get out of here.
But, Nicky, how? There's a guard on the gates, and if he sees
me... But he won't, baby, if you're lying flat on the floor in the back. And with a gun poking at him, I don't think he'll argue with me. I was right. The ex-seaman took one look at the revolver. His eyes did a double-action rock and roll, and he unlocked the gates. I shoved my foot down on the accelerator, and we got out of the place quicker than a fish slides down a performing seal's gullet. I didn't slow down until about 15 minutes later.
Well, that's better. The way you were pushing this bus along, I thought we'd end up in a ditch any minute.
Honey, I used to drive a Jeep in the Army. After that, this is kid stuff.
Where are you heading?
Home, my apartment.
Oh. And what about me? Where am I heading?
Home, my apartment.
Nicky, you're a right guy.
And first thing in the morning, I'll have to get you some clothes. Some decent clothes. If a cop pulled us up now with you in that outfit...
You'll have to tell him we've been to a fancy dress ball.
And if he believes that, he'll believe anything. Hey! Of all the dumb...
What's the matter?
I've just realized what a dope I am. We could have brought that girl Marie with us.
What's that French dame got that fascinates you? You haven't even seen her.
It's not what she's got. It's what her brother's got. His name's Louis Desprez, and he offered me 5,000 greenbacks for letting him know whether his sister's in that place or not. If we produced the sister, he might have made it 15.
Oh, that explains the curiosity. Money.
Can you think of a better explanation?
I guess not.
Oh, speaking of money... That dough that Fetzo was depositing in a bank for you, is it an American bank?
Sure.
In your name?
That's right.
Well, then he can't touch us. It's safe.
But I don't know that I am. His Highness Prince Alderman will never forget that I have insulted his honor by leaving. He'll hunt me down, Nicky. That's the way he is.
I'll let you into a secret. If what Louis Desprez says is true, his sister was kidnapped. And if I can prove it... The prince might be on the other end of the hunting.
Well, watch out for him, Nicky. He can be real mean.
Look, what's the setup anyway? Where does this Haroon who hired me fit into the picture?
Well, he's the contact man in the States. He's here all the time to work out any troubles with the oil company.
Well, if he's here the whole time, why did Fatso come?
Well, we girls of the harem weren't taken into the prince's confidence. I do know, though, that he had an urgent cable from his younger brother, and that was why he decided to make the trip.
His younger brother? Who's his younger brother?
Haroon, of course, stupid.
Look, I may be stupid, but nobody told me that Haroon was his younger brother.
Well, now I've told you.
Yeah. Where does it get me?
Huh?
There's something screwy going on, Tex, but I just can't figure it. With those three guards already, why was I hired at all?
Search me.
With you in that outfit, it wouldn't take long.
You know... Girl looks so stupid in this get-up once you get out of that atmosphere. Girl feels cold, too.
Well, in that case, honey, move closer. We got into my apartment without being seen. Which was just as well. First thing next morning, I called Louis Desprez at the Arcadia and arranged to meet him in the lounge. Then I went shopping for Tex. With the list of stuff she gave me, I was only just in time for my talk with Desprez.
Hey, Mr. Knight. When you rang, I could hardly believe it. Well?
Don't we get to order a drink first?
Oh, please, Mr. Knight, you know how important this is to me.
Yeah, I guess I do. She's there, Desprez.
She is? Is she all right?
As far as I know, I didn't see her, but I have it on good authority that she's okay, but unhappy.
Oh, Marie. My poor little Marie. Is there anything else you found out?
One thing, that my conscience doesn't worry me anymore, not after meeting the prince. In fact, it would be a distinct pleasure to feed him some hot lead instead of chocolates.
Me, I feel the same way. But what are you doing away from the house?
Order me a drink and I'll tell you. While the waiter went off with our orders, I told Louis Desprez the whole story. When I finished, Louis looked up at me and his expression was serious.
So this Hassan is a really dangerous one, then, huh?
Uh-huh. And after him, that mountain named Abdul. The one on the gate, Blanc, doesn't matter. He's easy meat.
That is good. Oh, by the way, here is your check for $5,000.
Huh?
I've had it already, just in case.
Well, thanks.
And that keeps my promise to you for finding out whether Marie is there or not. Now I would ask you something more. How would you like to earn a further $5,000?
I'd like. What do I have to do?
break into that house with me and rescue Marie?
Say, you know, the more I think about that, the more it appeals to me.
Excellent. I told you, monsieur, when we first met, that I knew a man when I saw one.
When do you propose doing it?
We should not wait too long, I think. They may become panicky and do something drastic to my little sister.
Well, when do you think?
What do you say to tomorrow night?
Suits me.
I shall call for you just before midnight. By the time we get to the house, everyone should be asleep.
Yeah, that sounds okay.
Then, monsieur, I give you a toast. To tomorrow night and success.
I drank his toast and then left. In the foyer of the hotel, I bumped into an old acquaintance, Hank Green, the hotel detective.
Hi, Nicky. I saw you in the lounge.
Yeah, I get so reckless. I'll even chance the liquor you serve here.
You get reckless, all right, with the company you keep.
Huh? What's that?
The guy you were drinking with.
Louis Desprez?
Oh, is that what he calls himself now?
Well, how do you mean now?
I know him as Louis Katz, a nasty taste in the mouth from way back. He dodged a murder rap in France in 1948 and came to the States. He's lucky. His parents were holidaying here when he was born. So he's got U.S. nationality and can't be kept out of the country. He's pulled everything from selling the Brooklyn Bridge to a sucker to murder. He's tough and he's clever. Also about as safe company as a death adder.
Oh, brother. You're sure you're not mixing him up with someone else?
Oh, not me. Not little Louis. I don't sleep nights while he's staying in the hotel.
You're not paid to sleep nights. Well, thanks, pal. I'll do something for you one day.
Just take my advice, Nicky. If he's made you any proposition, don't take it.
On the contrary, Hank, that's just what I'm going to do. I'm going along with him all the way.